The general case is illustrated at right. The register S1 points to the current element, which is already linked to its predecessor. Another iteration of the loop will attach another element at the end of the linked list. Look at the body of the loop. First, an element is created by dynamically allocating 8 bytes. The address is returned in register V0. The new element is linked to the current element by copying its address in register V0 into the link field of the current node. Now the new element is made to be the current element. This is done by copying the address in register V0 into S1. The current element, the new one, is now initialized. That completes the loop body. If the counting loop continues, the process repeats to add another element.